Just to clarify, this show is now called White to See Radio. It used to be called R3 with JH, and then it was Half Past Presents R3 with JH. I didn't like those names, so I went back to White to See Radio, which was the name of my original podcast back from 09 with my wife, which then became Half Past Adventures. So that show is no longer White to See Radio, but the show is now White to See Radio. You're going to hear me call it R3 with JH, you're going to hear me call it Half Past Presents R3, but really the show is White to See Radio, and you're going to hear this intro for a long time because I record like 35 episodes. Enjoy.
John, you're a dork.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg, the Batmobile lost a wheel, and Joker got away. Hey! I don't know when this episode's going to... Try it again. I don't know when this episode's going to come out, but I'm recording it in July, and it's about Christmas. Well, I recorded the original episode a long time ago, but this intro's done in July, and who knows when it'll be released. Maybe it'll be released at Christmas time. I don't know. Maybe I'll hold up for Christmas. I don't fucking know. But anyways, this is about Christmas. I honestly can't remember what I talked about. I think I might have had some interviews with the kids on this one. I don't know. We'll see. If I didn't, then I didn't. I'm sorry. But it's Christmas. It's Christmas time. Be nice. It might not be Christmas time right now when you're hearing this, but still be nice. Let's talk about Christmas.
We're all monkeys.
Sadie.
What's up?
How are you doing today? Chowing down on a sandwich in the car.
What? I didn't even know I was going. So I was eating when you said you're going to the store.
You should do an intro since this is for your show.
Wait, what? Hi guys, it's Sadie.
And not Tegan.
I forgot what to say.
All right, fine. We'll do it for my show since Tegan's not here.
Well, I normally say it for, like, my YouTube videos. Like, I'm used to I forgot what I say for my podcast.
Same thing. You say, hi, this is Sadie and Tegan, and we're the Super Awesome Systems Podcast.
Yeah. Hi, guys. It's Sadie.
And Tegan.
And we're from the Super Awesome Systems Podcast. What?
What?
It's not show podcast. It's just podcast.
It's whatever I say it is.
Whatever.
No, this is for my show because your show. Tegan, you can't do your show without Tegan here. So
it's okay. I can do what I want. It's not just her show.
Yeah, but it's not just your show.
Okay, so.
So how was your Christmas?
It was awesome.
What was the best part for you?
Getting my Chromebook.
You got a what?
A Chromebook. It's a computer.
You got a compooper?
Yes, it's a compooper.
What do you plan to do with the computer?
I kind of just want to write a bunch of stories. Like, I've already gotten, like, 6 or 7 stories down. Or, like, well, not 6 or 7, like, 5 or 6. I want to, like, get...
Like, full stories or just ideas?
Well, some of them are, like, video ideas. Some of them are, like, stories of my dream pet. Some of them are fake stories. Some of them are, like...
What's a fake story?
Well, I haven't... Well, a fake is, like... It's not true. It's like...
So, fiction.
Yeah, fiction.
There's a word for that.
I know. I get my nonfiction and fiction mixed up.
Just think of fiction is not true, nonfiction is true. You just gotta reverse it.
But nonfiction sounds like it's non-real, and fiction sounds like it's true to me.
I know, but you just gotta think of that and then reverse it in your head.
Oh, okay. Whatever. And I've made it... I just like making stories. Like, I want to get these programming apps so I can, like, program stuff.
You want to program games and apps and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. You can do that on the Chromebook pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You can get Snap.
What?
There's a language called Snap you can start with, which is pretty easy to understand for kids.
Oh, okay.
It's not like Snap-like, but it's called Snap. Because you snap things together.
I'm really excited because I... So we have this one kid computer, but now my brother got a computer, and me and my sister are sharing, which is kind of chaotic, but it's working on it.
You have to learn to share, learn to live in harmony.
I can't live in harmony.
Why not?
Because I always dab.
You always die?
I said dab.
You die when you even Sadie, are you a zombie?
Yes, I eat brain.
Oh, I'm safe then.
Wait, why?
Because I have no brains.
That means you're stupid?
No, I just don't need brains. I'm still very smart, but all my brain, all my smart isn't in my brains. It's in my
stomach.
My butt.
You are gross.
How's that gross? That's just a joke. It's funny.
It's in your butt.
I didn't say in my poop or anything.
I didn't say that.
Stop being gross, Sadie. I'm going to ground you.
I'm going to ground you.
How?
I'm going to call your mommy.
Oh, I'm so scared. I'm going to call my mom.
Whatever.
Hi, Mom.
Wait, what?
I said, hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
She won't. Neither one of our moms will listen to this.
Yep. Well, my mom is your wife, and
yeah, I understand what my mom's gonna be. Your mom's gonna be to me.
I still got some of my face mask on.
It's a bit random.
Well, I started feeling my nose. Oh yeah, I remember when I went to the bathroom, I put some on.
So that's such good airtime radio talk there, Sadie. So what else did you get for Christmas? What did you do for Christmas?
Well, for Christmas Eve, we kind of just hanged out, and then we opened one present, and I got this really cool Shopkin thing for my brother. And then,
that was pretty cool from Cody.
Yeah. And then we...
And you thought he didn't like you.
Shush up.
Well.
Well. And then we went to bed, and I woke up first, as always, at like 8, because like...
Yeah, no note to all parents out there, train your kids to sleep in on Christmas, because when I was a kid, my sister and I would get up at like 3-4 in the morning and make coffee for my parents and then wake them up at like 3-4 in the morning to do Christmas. But I've trained my kids just to not get up early, so we get up at like 8-9 o'clock and do Christmas because our kids like to sleep and so does mom and dad. And it's a much better world that way, not having to get up super early.
I'm an early riser, but this year, for some reason, I'm starting to go like... sleeping more and not wanting to get up ever.
Yeah, but the point I was making is usually on Christmas, your Aunt Kim and I would be waiting at our doors, not sleeping for the magical hour of 3:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever our parents said the night before was the okay time to get up. It used to be that we could get out of bed at 3, go get our stockings and play with any gifts that were unwrapped, and we had to wait until like 4, I think it was, to make coffee and then wake them up to start doing presents. But we could not get them up anytime before 4. So Kim and I would just wait at our doors until it was time, and until 3 o'clock hit, get up and go to our stockings.
Oh my God, Dad, you are crazy.
That's what we did. We were kids. We loved Christmas.
So do I. We sleep in, though.
I know. It's great. I've trained you well.
We don't want to be cranky little brats in the morning.
Yeah, you're that naturally.
Wow. Just wow.
No, you're fine.
Okay, and then we went to bed, and then we woke up. I woke up at 8, and then Tegan came up after I came out of the bathroom, and then...
We don't really need a play-by-play of who woke up at what time. I'm just kind of curious, you know, what do we do next?
And then we we got the parents up and got the kids up and stuff, because that's what I'm born to do. I always do that, and especially when it's like... weekends, and it's just because I'm loud.
She's very loud.
I don't even know why. I don't sound loud when I talk.
I blame my mom. My mom's very loud. Your grandma's very loud, too.
I can't even tell when I'm yelling, though.
I know, but you do it all the time. You're yelling right now.
No, I'm not.
Not now, but you were.
Shush. Okay, and then we went downstairs, and the people downstairs happened to be awake. With downstairs.
Now, by downstairs, she means across the street to Kaylee's mom's house, which is across the street. But it's down a hill, so we call it the downstairs and the upstairs.
Yep. And then we opened some... We kind of handed out gifts, and we ate some candy. We kind of hanged out and stuff. And...
I made waffles.
Yes, they were delicious.
I got a waffle maker for Christmas, and it's awesome. Actually, Jacob and I got a waffle maker for Christmas, and we shared it, and it's awesome.
This is the split part. Jacob gets the waffles. Daddy gets, Daddy's the maker. Jacob's the eater.
That's not really fair. I want to eat them too.
Well, you're an eater too, but he's like not even the baker though.
Jacob can make waffles. Jacob makes pretty good waffles.
I'm a really good cook.
You make the most amazing bowl of cereal. And I guess a PB&J. Maybe a turkey sandwich.
Okay, I love turkey, so I can't.
You love turkey sandwiches. We know. We've told that story before.
Okay. And then we opened a bunch of presents, and I got makeup. And I told the end. And we had a whole argument in the car. I was so upset, and I was like, I started to, like, pout. And because they said I couldn't get makeup till next year.
Yep. We also told Jacob he couldn't get Fallout 76, and how'd that work out?
He still got it, but you said to stop arguing or you're not going to get it after Christmas. So either way, he would have gotten it.
Well, no, if he would have kept arguing, I would have taken it back.
But either way, he stopped arguing. So either way, he would have gotten it.
I guess, I suppose. Let's pause and go to the store and buy some dinner.
Okay. See ya. And we're back.
Yes, we are. We have gone to the store and conquered buying pizza.
Mm-hmm. And chocolate milk. And a cookie.
No, we did not buy chocolate milk and a cookie. God, don't put on record the things we do we're not supposed to tell Mom. What if she hears this?
You already said in the first... long time ago that they don't listen to this stuff.
But what if she does? Now it's on record what we do when we go to the store. Now she's like, you guys can no longer go to the store because you buy cookies and milk and it's bad for you and you're fat.
I'm not fat. That's rude.
No, it's Mom calling me fat. And apparently Mom sounds like that. I'm Mom and I sound like this.
So she sounds like you.
I don't talk like that. I talk like this.
Oh my God. Hello, do I?
Well, that's annoying.
You are annoying. Remember in the car ride when we were getting Christmas presents?
What are you talking about? This is my normal voice.
That wasn't the voice.
What?
Was it?
Close enough.
We were going, 911, what's your emergency? And faking and stuff. And he'd be this annoying person.
Hi, my name's Marie. That's who I was. Don't burp on my show.
I can do what I want.
Why are you so damn sassy? Jesus.
I don't know.
Are you going to finish that story about the call that I did?
So, we go, 911, what's your emergency? And then he'd start talking about, like, I'm lonely, stuff like that. And we'd hang up. And then Tegan, when she went, 911, what's your emergency, Dad? He started talking, he went, and then she'd hang up. And then do it again, and then hang up. I'd say, 911, what's your emergency? And she'd go, there's a person trying to break into my house. And then he'd start yelling, it's Marie, your best friend. And then I'd say, I'm sending troops there now. And then I hang up. And then Dad would call. I say, 911, what's your emergency? And then he'd say, I'm trying to get into my friend's house. She won't let me in. I just want to play with Tegan and Jack. And then I'll just say, well, police are over there now. And then she goes, and then he'll go, to help me in? And I'll go, no. And then he goes, and then, like, for what? And I said, to arrest you. And he goes, aw, I'm lonely. And I said, fine, to help you in. But then I hanged up, but I actually didn't hang up. And then I started talking to another police officer saying, we're actually arresting her. And then he said, I heard that. And it was really funny.
I hope you enjoyed that play-by-play reenactment of what happened in the car 2 days ago. This is brought to you by Sadie Horsley and John Horsley, with special appearances by Tegan Horsley and Jack Horsley that you did not hear because they're not in the car right now.
Because they were too busy. So, here's what happened. I was on the Chromebook, doing my stuff, then I went to Leo, and then I had to get a way to get Tegan out so she didn't go. So I said, well, you don't want to play on the Chromebook. And then she goes,
oh. Wait. That was a whole spiel to get Tegan not to come?
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
I wanted my alone time with my daddy.
Yeah, well, that's a bit selfish.
She was being selfish about trying to get the computer, so.
You were being selfish by being on it all day.
I was not on it all day. I cleaned half of the day.
You were on it for most of the day.
whatever. And then to get Jack wanted to stay home. He didn't even want to come. So check off for him. And then Tegan, so this is what happened. I was on the Chromebook and blah, 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 blah. And then I, and then Tegan, Dad said, I went to the store and I said, oh, can I come? And then Tegan wants to come and then Jack wants to come and then he doesn't want to come. And then I said, well, you don't want to play on the Chromebook?
You tell the most detailed oriented stories.
And then
Then he told Tegan, do you want to go with Daddy or play on the Chromebook?
And then she goes, play on the Chromebook. No, then she goes, go with Dad, play on the Chromebook. She didn't want to share. And then I go, fine, then I'll just stay home, play on the Chromebook. And she goes, no, fine, I'll just go. No, 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 I'm not going to go anymore. I just want to play on the Chromebook and all that stuff. So now she's on the Chromebook, probably on her bed, either with Jack or Jack's messing around and getting in trouble.
And by play on the Chromebook, Tegan is watching YouTube videos. Because that's apparently, I bought a Chromebook for them to watch YouTube on. So, whatever.
Like, we don't have our phones and iPods for that.
Right? That's what I thought, too. But nope, you just sit and watch YouTube on that. Every device I buy this girl is just a YouTube device.
We only have two devices. And a TV, which is for TV.
But you've watched it on the iPads we've had. You do it on the Chromebooks, on the tablets, the phones.
Well, the only two that we had real YouTube on was three to me. On my iPod, my phone, and the computer now. But that's real YouTube. But I used to have YouTube Kids on my iPod too, but I went on YouTube. But now my iPod's Tegan's because she lost hers, but I got a phone, so.
This is all so important for you to know all this backstory. So.
My life is important.
It is. Everybody should follow you on social media and you should be like the new darling of the world and everybody should follow Sadie. Oh, it's Sadie. I wonder what Sadie's doing right now.
I'm not famous. Like, it's not like I have a million followers on TikTok. I actually don't. I have like three. I have 75.
I was going to say, if you have three, then I have more than you because I've got like 30-something. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I have 30-some followers on TikTok because I never use it, but I have like 33 followers.
I'm the video maker of all his videos, so.
If you go to TikTok and find me, I'm not going to tell you my username. You can see me do the baby shark video.
His username is.
You don't even know it.
Yes, I do.
Don't say it.
I'm saying it.
But really, don't say it.
Why?
Because it's more fun if people have to try and find me.
Okay, well, mine is Angel. I think it's Angel underscore LOL underscore fun.
But you spelled Angel wrong, though.
Yeah, it's A-N-G-E-L.
Is that how you spell it?
Yeah.
I thought you spelled it Angle, honestly. It's Angle LOL fun.
Angle LOL fun. Angel LOL fun. Angel LOL fun without the underscores is my Roblox username, so.
Oh, you're going to shout out both your TikTok and Roblox names? Attractive city.
I know. All the boys are coming for me.
What about your Instagram?
I don't remember my Instagram name.
It's Colorful Mermaid.
Oh, yeah, Colorful Mermaid. Oh, my God. So, I believe that I might have changed the picture, but I believe it's still there. I'm wearing this really cute, colorful, like, top. And then I'm wearing shorts in front of my uncle's truck. And we got really muddy that day.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. All right, we're at time now. We're at home now. We had to go in. I'm sure we could talk longer, but we have to go in and make pizza and play with Chromebooks. So, say bye.
Bye.
Say it better than that.
Well, I don't think I'm going to get a play on the Chromebook because Tegan is on it.
That's not saying bye. That's bitching.
Language.
I am an adult, and I will say what I want on my show.
That means I can say it.
So, hi, Tegan.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
I want to ask you about Christmas.
Okay.
Did you have a good Christmas this year?
Yes.
What was the most favoriteest thing you got?
I don't know. I liked all of them.
Do you remember anything you got?
Kind of.
What'd you get?
I got a bunch of LOLs.
What are those?
LOLs are little tiny balls. You can get animals. and you can get babies. You can get, like...
So, like, toys?
Yeah, they're basically like toys. And they have this wrapping on them, and you just... there's a zipper on them. Not a real zipper. And there's... And you pull the zipper down, and it's like a real zipper. And then you unravel it. There's, like, three layers, I would say. And in each layer, there's a special surprise.
That's pretty cool. Is this the thing that you put in the water and it dissolved?
Yeah, that's the big one. It only does it with that.
Were those cool?
Yeah.
What, did you wait for it to dissolve all the way, or did you start cracking it open?
I started cracking it open.
You just couldn't wait, huh?
Yeah.
What fun things did you do over your Christmas break?
I went to friends' houses.
What else?
I went to my grandma's.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
You've been stuck in Chromebook YouTube world lately. You can't remember anything.
Yeah.
What are you watching on YouTube so much? You're watching the same person. Who is that?
Azzyland.
What do they do?
Just record videos.
About what, though?
About toys and stuff.
Sounds...
Well, not about toys. About, like about them playing games, about... them showing us funny things.
Didn't you used to watch Cookies for LC all the time?
Yeah.
Do you not like her anymore?
Kind of.
Oh, she's not your favorite anymore?
Yeah. When I discovered Azzyland, she's my new favorite. But right now, I'm not watching Azzyland.
Never mind. Now you're in here recording with me.
Well, when I was out there, I wasn't watching Azzyland.
What are you watching?
I'm watching this person. I forgot his name. And... The YouTube thing is called,
the channel.
Yeah. The channel is called, You Had One Job.
You Have One Job.
Like, you had one job and then the person failed the job.
Oh, that's funny. Basically watching fail videos.
Yeah. And I also watch on Azzyland. I watch, like the funniest fails and the funniest tweet fails or something like that, and Facebook fails.
That's funny.
I watch a bunch of fail videos.
What if you were on a fail video?
I would record you.
If you were on a video, you would record me? That doesn't make any sense to you. Do you want to, before we end, do you want to plug your, or talk about your YouTube channel and your podcast?
Yes.
So what's your YouTube channel called?
The Super Awesome Show.
What do you do on that show?
We make stuff.
Just do stuff?
Yeah.
And your podcast is called what?
The Sassy Podcast or...
The Super Awesome Sister Show Podcast?
The Super Awesome Sister Podcast.
That's a mouthful. Super Awesome Sister Show Podcast.
Well, not the show.
Super Awesome Sisters Podcast.
Yeah.
That's a mouthful to say.
I know.
What do you guys talk about?
We talk about... on our podcast, we talk about the movies that we see in the theaters, and we also, talk about, us. And what I want to talk about, the new Spider-Man.
Oh, you girls should definitely do one on Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse. That movie was awesome.
I know, that movie was so awesome.
Maybe when your sister comes home, you can do that. Say bye.
Bye.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Dad.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Past Christmas.
I know it's past Christmas. Did you have fun this Christmas?
Yes.
What'd you get for Christmas?
A thousand things.
A thousand things? Like what?
I don't know what all they're called.
Do you know what any of them are called?
No. I don't know what some of them are called.
Which ones do you know?
Lego sets, I know.
You got Lego sets?
Yeah, poop.
Yeah, you did not get poop. Did you get a bunch of clothes?
No.
Oh, why not?
I actually did.
Yeah, do you like clothes? Don't eat the microphone. No. Did you get, what was your favorite thing you got this Christmas?
Tacos.
Tacos? Well, we did have tacos for Christmas Eve dinner, so that's that. Was that yummy?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay, well, I guess that's about the much as I can expect from a five-year-old. So thank you for your time, Jack, and say bye.
Bye.
We're all monkeys.
The devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Don't come back until you breathe.